Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and change read aloud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep. Had one big eye.
Welcome everyone to TupaCast Episode 1. This is a podcast where various members of the Tupa family just hang out, talk about some random fun topics. I'm your host, Christopher, and with me is my lovely co-host, Sarah.
Hello!
With this podcast, we just want to have fun, maybe hopefully entertain people. And we like to meet some new people, make some new friends, so feel free to email us. We like to start each podcast with an icebreaker, or as I like to call it, a brain stretcher, which is a sort of interesting question to get people thinking. And if you at home want to join and play along with us, feel free to email us as well. Okay, so today's brain stretcher is, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? Sarah.
With me?
Ladies first.
Well, I have to start this with a prerequisite.
Okay.
Which would include me being allowed to take my family with us.
Okay.
You agree to that?
Okay. Where would you live if you could bring your family?
It would be Italy, the Tuscany region.
Okay, well, I'm curious as to where you would live if you didn't have to bring your family. The Bahamas.
Texas.
If I didn't have my family, I would live anywhere.
Yeah. I picked the Tuscany area, Tuscany region, Tuscan countryside.
Okay, what made you choose Tuscany?
Wine. good wine.
Wow.
A slower pace of life, good food.
Can't get much slower than where we live right now.
Either but just, it's in a beautiful setting.
True, and there's no good wine.
Yes, and no good wine. Yeah, so I picked the Tuscan region, or if I could pick another, it would be the Greek islands. It's beautiful.
Okay, well.
Climb Mount Olympus.
Meet Zeus.
Meet Zeus.
Interesting choice. Okay.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, sure. It's great. I saw it on Rick Steves' Travel Through Europe show. It's great. Go, Rick Steves, awesome. Okay, that's
I can see myself farming the sunny fields of Tuscany.
I could not see
drinking
that.
Wine.
I could see that.
Like Marilyn Streep and what's that, a Mamma Mia? Fixing up an old chateau.
Okay, sure. That sounds like a great plan. Okay, my pick. It's the island of Kauai.
Kauai?
That's my pick. The island, the one next to Hawaii.
Not the big island.
Not the big Hawaii. One. The one where they filmed Jurassic Hawaii. Park. Kauai. Yes.
Kauai. Beautiful.
Beautiful. My second pick would be Washington or Oregon.
I thought about the beach, too.
The beach?
I love the beach.
Okay.
But after a while, you get bored.
After like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always do.
Yeah, it's boring.
Anytime we go to the beach.
It's boring. There's always stuff in the water touching you. Okay, so after the brain stretcher, we want to do a week in review.
If you we sit and finish the brain stretcher.
Oh, dang it. Okay, so let's change up the brain stretcher a little bit. And let's do, if you could live anywhere, but it had to be in the United States. Sarah.
Well. I have a prerequisite again, that I'd be allowed to take my family with me.
No.
Well, then I'm not going.
I'm not going. I'm not playing your game. Okay, well, sure, if you could take your family.
That would be Big Sur, California. Off of the Carmel Bay coast.
Off what?
Carmel Bay. Beautiful water, beautiful coast.
Big Sur. Did you read that National Geographic article about Big Sur?
Hello.
Yeah, they had a big thing about the fires and the land mudslides and the people moving in. And
you subscribe to that, not me.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't read it. I don't read it if it ain't mine.
No, it's very romantic. The most beautiful scenic, I think, in America. Lovely wineries.
Wow, there's a theme.
Breathtaking sceneries.
There's a theme with your places you chose to wine. Live. They gotta have wine.
Wine, the beach, the coast.
The coast.
Slower pace of life, and
Well, we have romance. All that right
very
here.
Very romantic.
We have all that right here, except for the wine. We got cheap beer. It's not really.
Beautiful beaches.
It's not romantic.
Not beautiful beaches.
Okay, we don't have any of that here. Except for the slow
beautiful,
pace.
Beautiful, lovely vistas.
Vistas, yeah, we got nothing. Hey. Okay. Well, I guess I kind of... Oh, I screwed up when I answered the first time. I meant to say New Zealand, not Kauai. That was the answer to this one.
I know what you're talking about.
Ah, jeez.
Anywhere's in the world. I
you're like, okay. Okay, dude. Okay, well, my answer to anywhere's in the world is New Zealand. My answer to the U.S. is Kauai. Jeez, this podcast is going down in flames. Okay, well, if anybody else wants to play along, feel free to email us your answers. We'll read them on the next podcast. Okay, now we'll do the weekly news. If you have anything this past week to talk about, book reviews, movie reviews.
Haven't had a chance to read any books. Having two babies.
Okay, well, I'm currently reading Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which is a pretty interesting book. The Pride and Prejudice part is boring as heck, but the zombie part is pretty neat.
By itself, Pride and Prejudice.
No, boring.
Jane Austen.
Snooze.
Big fan.
Snooze. It's.
I guess you add zombies.
It's a slightly less boring. I'm also reading Star Wars 1000 Collectibles. Just got it. It's pretty neat. Big fan.
Big nerd.
Big nerd. Huge nerd.
The World Series is currently going on.
Lame. Back to Star Wars.
Waiting for Game 3 to start tomorrow.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What is that?
Baseball?
Baseball. Snooze. That was boring as Pride and Prejudice.
All right, on to the next topic.
Now, if they played with lightsabers, that'd be awesome.
They play with bats.
Lame. They don't do they fly? Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. Enough of that talk. Let's see, any movies? We watched The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Yeah, that was
cute movie.
Okay.
That was our 2 weeks ago date night.
Yeah. The one thing, I'm not going to give too much away, but in the movie, he works in New York. But
shocking.
But he's from Alaska. And over the weekend, they go back to Alaska and then come back to New York, which seems kind of like a long trip to make in one weekend. It's my opinion that the filmmakers chose Alaska just because they wanted to film in Alaska, because it's sort of far-fetched to go there in one weekend. Because really, you only have a day and a half. And they did quite a lot in a day and a half in the movie. Sometimes, if I was a filmmaker, I would pick places like that just to go and film. You know, like, the story could have been set anywhere. So they didn't have to pick Alaska. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. But I think they wanted to go to Alaska, so they made the guy from Alaska. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would do that if I was making movies.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, so now we're going to do the main topic. This past weekend, Sarah and I went to Houston, Texas, and watched Star Wars in Concert. For those of you who don't know, Star Wars in Concert is a live symphony performance.
Full symphony orchestra.
Full symphony orchestra. And they play...
Who was it led by?
Who was led by Waters? Mark Waters. And hosted by Anthony Daniels, who is the actor that played C-3PO in all six of the movies. I'm not sure, but I believe he's the only actor that's been in all six movies.
I believe so, Christopher, being the true Star Wars fan here.
Okay. And what they do is play the instrumental music from the six movies, different pieces. They have live, not live, they have
that
video.
That was the best of John Williams' iconic scores.
Okay. And they have live video playing behind them. They have some laser, some smoke.
Yes.
And Anthony
Fire.
Oh, yeah.
We could feel.
Oh, yeah.
The nosebleed
That's
section.
Right. We had like the cheapest seats available and we felt the fire. we felt it. So it was pretty neat. What were your thoughts on the show?
I thought it was well paced, Christopher.
Me too. I really liked how Anthony Daniels got up before each piece and kind of described the story that was taking place in the movie when that music was on.
Yes, he kind of told the story and provided live narration.
Narration? What's that? Narration.
Narration!
Narration?
You gotta edit all that out.
Yeah, I'll edit it out, all right. I'll make it louder.
Christian.
Narration! Okay.
The orchestra sounded wonderful.
Yeah, very good. It
was very good.
I have been to a couple of live performances in my time, singers, and they are always, to me, disappointing and a letdown because it never, ever sounds like their CD. And I have to admit that this orchestra, I mean, it sounded just like the movie. There wasn't any like, oh, that's close. I mean, it was, man, it was like being
they
in the movie.
They didn't lip sync.
Yeah, no lip sync, no special effects.
Yeah, there was a choir with it as well.
Yeah, for those of you who are Star Wars fans in...
That would be me, number one fan.
Yeah. In the first episode one, I forgot the name of the song, but it's where Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn fight Darth Maul, and they have that song. I think it's called something with Duel of the Fates.
Dun dun!
With the choir goes, oh, la, la, la. Well, they had a choir there. Man, it was great.
It was intense.
It was.
I was ready to get my lightsaber out, take on the world.
Yeah, me too. I say that every morning when I wake up.
You're so cute.
So, also in attendance were a lot of kids in costume, which was really neat to see families bring their kids because...
They were fighting out in the lobby.
They were acting out popcorn. Out scenes. And there was a ton of people. There was thousands. I would probably say about 10 or 15,000 people. Stadium was half full, and they had blocked off a section of it because of the screen. It was, what, three stories, high def.
Yep.
It was really nice. There was some adults in costumes. They also had an exhibit with props and costumes from the movie in the hallway you could look at, which was really neat.
Some which had never left Skywalker Ranch before, so that was really cool. Being the big Star Wars fan that I am, I was very impressed.
I bet. I noticed that Darth Vader and Yoda were huge draws. Man, it was a mob around him and Yoda.
It was.
It was. And I did notice, to my dismay, that the Ewoks were not as popular. They had two Ewoks, and I love the Ewoks, and people just weren't giving them the support they were giving Yoda. Okay, so anyway...
I wish I had worn a Star Wars t-shirt. A lot of people in Star Wars t-shirts.
A lot of Star Wars shirts. It's amazing how many different Star Wars shirts there are.
We saw all the way from Star Wars Legos shirts to Trust Me, I'm a Jedi.
That was your favorite.
That's the shirt that I want.
I'll get you one for Christmas. Any other observations about Star Wars in concert? I will say we had the cheapest seats, and it was, you could still see everything. We couldn't stand up at our seats because if you did, it felt like you were gonna fall over. And
yeah, and I'm scared of heights, so
yeah, it was pretty steep up there at the top. Let's just say where we were sitting, you could see people walking on the catwalk with the lights.
That was cool.
Yeah, almost eye level with them.
We were eye level with the catwalk.
We were almost at the very top. But it was a good show. I highly recommend it to everybody.
It's only being shown in a few select cities.
Yeah, so you for any of you in Texas, too bad you missed it, I think. So
yeah, I think
the rest of the world, heads up. Once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime show. Okay, that's all I got for Star Wars in concert. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great.
It was a wonderful date night.
So, I guess that will wrap up TupaCast Episode 1. Okay, that's the end. Feel free to email us, ChristopherTupa@hotmail.com. I also do a lot of artwork, which you can check out at ctupa.com. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.